halacha regarding the laws of Gomel. The question was recently asked if somebody was saved from a near fatal accident, whether it's a car accident or another type of dangerous situation, God forbid a wall falls on somebody, a building collapses, and he gets out safely, does he have to make after that event Birkat HaGomel, since indeed he was saved? Actually, this question was asked by the Rivash, and the Rivash holds that you should make a gomel, and his logic is as follows. His logic is that, let's say, a person that went into the midbar, which is one of the four people that have to make gomel, he traveled in the midbar for a distance of time and he came back safely, he has to make the beracha. Why does he have to make the beracha? Because he was in a dangerous situation. What's the danger of going in the midbar? He might get robbed by thieves, he might get pounced on by a lion or wild animals, and he was saved in such a situation. So the rabbi says, what's the difference between being saved from a lion in the midbar or being saved from a lion in the city? Which means, bottom line, you were saved from a precarious situation. So therefore he wants to say these four, the four people that say a gomer, that the Gemara gives the example, are lav dafka. They're not necessarily the only people that say gomer. Those are the examples that the Gemara gave, but anybody that was saved from a situation should make a gomer. The Bet Yosef brings down, however, from the Orchot Chaim. The Orchot Chaim says no. Only the four that the Gemara says. You know, a person that was sick, a person that traveled on the ocean, a person that was let out of jail, and a person that was in the midbar. So we see already it's a machloket amongst the Rishonim. Maran in Shulchan Aruch was posek the following. In Siman Resh Yotet. Hane Arba'a Lav Dafka. These four, Lav Dafka. V'hu adin misha na'asa lo nes. כגון שנפל עליו כותל וניצול, או ניצול מדריסת שור ונגיחותיו, או שעמד עליו בעיר אריה לטורפו, או אם גנבים באו לו עם שודדי לילה וניצול מהם וכל כיוצא בזה. Maran writes in the Stam that any of these cases, whether it's a lion, whether it's a building falling, the cases of the Gemara alav dafka, kulam sirichim nevarecha gomel. All cases you have to make berkat the gomel. But then he writes, v'yesh omrim she'en nevarchim a gomel ela hani arba'a dafka. But then he writes in yesh omrim. And some want to say, no, only these four. So it seems like it's a sitam v'yesh. And we know the rule is that we always take the Sitam, the first opinion. However, Maran concludes the halacha and says, V'tov levarech belo haskarat shemu malchut. But Maran writes clearly in the end that it's better not to make the beracha. If you want to say it without Hashem's name, just say Baruch HaGomel Hayavim Tovot Shegmarani Kol Tov without saying Hashem's name. And therefore, halacha l'maaseh, it is only these four. And anybody else that got saved from situations that are not the four that we mentioned does not make Birkat HaGomel with a Beracha. Only question is why. So I saw different explanations. One explanation that is brought down by Ben Ish Hai, a Sevara, is because these four that the Gemara mentions, the tendency is to give the credit of your saving not Hashem. The tendency is in these cases to give the thanks to human beings. So therefore, out of your way, the halakha says you have to go out of your way to give the thanks to Hashem. For example, a person that was sick and he got better, the tendency is to thank the doctor. A person got out of jail, so there was a politician or his connections. A person was on the high seas, he got saved from the storm, you know, the captain. So therefore, since the tendency in these things is to give credit to human beings, so the halakha says, on the contrary, get up and say a gomel to give the thanks to God. But in other situations where it's almost clear that it was almost miraculous and you got out, so it's obvious that it was from Borei Olam. So therefore it goes without saying that you're going to give praise and thanks to Hashem. That's the Sevara that Ben Ish Hai says. So therefore, Lacha L'maaseh, we repeat, only the four that the Gemara says, do you say Birkat HaGomel. However, all other situations that you were saved from, you make the beracha belishem umalchut. You make the beracha without Hashem's name.